KDOM Radio, AM 1580 and FM 103.1. It's time for the Coaches Show, as we'll talk with area baseball coaches as well as Mountain Lake Erie Comfrey Golf. That is coming up here on 94, or on AM 1580 and FM 103.1. We'll also be announcing the Midway Farm Equipment Player of the Week. So stay tuned. It's the Coaches Show on AM 1580 and FM 103.1.
Midway Farm Equipment is the region's only independently owned AGCO dealer. From Massey Ferguson tractors and Gleaner combines to precision planters and versatile track tractors, we have it all at Midway Farm Equipment, celebrating 93 years in Mountain Lake.
Freeze Collision Center. We don't have to meet by accident. Paint, body, collision, and glass. We're repairing them to make them last. 8314121.
The DeFreeze Collision Center of Windham.
Back to the Coach's Show here on KDOM Radio. I've got Coach Isaac Jenegas of Red Rock Central Westbrook Walnut Grove Baseball. And Coach, it's been a couple of weeks since the last time we talked. And, you know, when we talked, it had been a really good start to the season for you guys. And, you know, winning some close games. And, you know, that kind of flipped a little bit here the last couple of weeks. You know, had some tough matchups and losing some close games. You know, back on May 7th was an absolute battle with Mountain Lake Area Comfrey, and, you know, the Wolverines ended up coming out on top. But you guys able to turn it around on Monday and get a close win against Adrian Ellsworth. How are these last couple of weeks looked to you, and, you know, what you have you and your team have taken away from this middle part of the season?
You know, I think we're making strides and making progress in some areas. We still got some things that have been our Achilles heel. We defensively have made too many mistakes in big spots. And then, you know, like we've talked about, our inability sometimes to get a big strikeout has come back to get us a little bit. The kids are showing up. They're working hard every day to try to get better. And, you know, we've made some lineup changes and threw some guys to the wolves, so to speak, some younger guys, and just to see what they can do. And they've done a decent job of filling in and doing what we're asking them to do. And the pitching has been, for the most part, pretty solid still. You know, we got a few too many strikeouts offensively still that we need to try to shore up here as we get towards the playoffs and see how it goes. But, you know, overall, I think, you know, again, we talked about the hand we were dealt with some injuries and some guys that chose to not come out, and, you know, from a pitching perspective, how that affected us. But, you know, we bring a positive attitude, and, you know, we got a nice win on Monday against a team, you know, a Adrian team that was 14-2 coming in. Jackson did a really good job of throwing strikes and being ahead in the count, and the defense played good. And, you know, like we talked about after the game, when you do those things correctly, you know, you play defense and throw strikes and put the ball in play. Baseball is a funny game, and sometimes the ball bounces your way, and you pick up some wins like we got on Monday. So. Hopefully we can continue to make progress and do that as we go forward.
Absolutely, Coach. You know, moving forward here, you guys got just a few games left before we hit the playoff season. You got Russell Tyler Roots and a team you've seen already once this year. You know, Tracy Milroy Ballatin, same kind of thing. And then finishing off the year next Tuesday against Springfield. That game will be on Hot Country 94.3. But, you know, seeding coming out in less than a week. You know, I'm sure wanting a strong finish to this season. What's kind of the process right now from the Falcons and you to try and finish the season strong, but make sure everything's kind of set for the playoffs?
You know, I think seeding wise, we're probably locked into the you know, no lower than 12th, no higher than 10th, based on records and. You know, kind of where everybody else has fallen out and who they have left on their schedule. So we're going to set it up so that we got all of our pitchers available, and you know, you got to win the first game to get to the double elimination portion of the tournament. So, you know, wherever we end up on Thursday the 21st, we're going to make sure we get all our arms available and you know, try to find a way to put some pressure on the defense and you know, get some runs across the or in on the board and see what happens.
Sounds like a plan, Coach. Well, we appreciate you taking the time here on the Coach's Show. Good luck here at the end of the season, start of the playoffs, and we hope to talk to you again down the road.
That sounds good. Thanks, Zach.
And we'll be back with more here on the Coach's Show on KDOM Radio.
Hall's Handy Heating and Cooling in Mountain Lake is ready to help you with all of your heating and cooling needs. Service or replacement, Hall's Handy Heating and Cooling has you covered. Call 507-621-1018 and talk to John today.
Here on KDOM Radio, I've got Coach Oakland of Mountain Lake Area Comfrey Golf. And, Coach, we'll kind of recap, you know, the end of the conference meet run yesterday in Worthington. Very windy day. We'll start with the boys. And, you know, they ended up, for the third year in a row, getting the job done, finishing off strong and getting that conference tournament. And a couple of guys are getting that conference championship and a couple of guys walking away with all conference honors.
Yeah, it's very proud of the boys to have a three-peat in here. You know, it's four matches, and really it's really the consistency of the four matches. And so came out on top again this year as we did the previous 2 years. So, again, proud of the guys. Max ended up tying for first, Max Fast. And then Braden came in third, missing by a stroke. He actually came into the meet leading, but you know, golf has a way of, you know, whoever plays the best that day, right? And then Aiden Olson made a really good comeback. He was outside of our conference and came back to actually finish fifth in the conference. And just the other guys too. Micah, being an eighth grader, missed our conference by only two strokes. Waylon, just a few strokes too. He's a freshman. And then Gideon, they all actually played well. So really proud of the boys.
Absolutely. Great accomplishment for all those involved on the boys' side of things. And then on the girls' side of things, so I believe you said they came in third place, but played really well yesterday in Worthington despite the windy conditions. And, you know, I'm sure you're very proud of how they competed all year long and in these conference meets.
Yeah, yesterday was just a great day. I think they won by eight strokes to the second-place team, but they beat MCC and RTR, which... excellent girl teams, and so our girls, you know, they're really coming on at the end of the year here. Nevaeh came in tied for second, and then Reagan was fifth in the conference. And just the other girls, Amaya and Danica and Taryn, they all played well. And so just fun to watch the progress of the girls through the year, and then going into sections, just the... you know, where they stand and the chance they have, really, you know, possibly to go to state if they play well.
Yeah, you know, you mentioned sections there right around the corner, and it has been a little bit of an outlier this year when it comes to the weather. It just kind of feels like that winter weather has stuck around a little bit longer than I think most golfers would like, and, you know, it has been a little bit challenging to get out onto the golf course and play some good weather golf, and now we're finally starting to get to a situation where it looks like that will be the case. But, you know, it stinks that it's right so close to sections. What's kind of the mindset that you're trying to get the girls and the boys to have here as we get to sections and are just, you know, a week away or a few meets away from it being crunch time?
You know, I think one of the things we try to stress as a coaching staff is one shot at a time. When you make a mistake, take 5 seconds to be mad at your shot, but the reality is you got to move on, right? And so that being said, we, you know, we really just want them to work on certain things in practice, maybe some things that they need to get a little bit better at to be able to play at even a higher level than they are playing at right now. So I think some of the refining is what's going on now as you're headed through the end of the year. Refining your game and just not allowing too much pressure to come with expectation, because golf is really one shot at a time.
Makes a lot of sense, Coach. At the end of the day, it's a fun sport to play, and I know the kids enjoy being out there and doing it, especially, you know, when they're so good at it. You know, they're playing really good golf. But, Coach, we appreciate you taking the time, as always, here on the Coach's Show. Good luck to you guys and your teams here in the next couple of weeks, and hopefully we'll be able to catch up with you down the road and recap the season.
Thank you for the opportunity. I appreciate you and the radio station taking the time to talk with me, so appreciate it.
You bet. And that's Coach Oakland of Mountain Lake Area Comfrey Golf here on KDOM Radio.
Justin Espenson at ThriveVent is here to help you assess your finances in retirement and find solutions to meet your needs. Let's ensure you have a strategy for success. To get started, call 1-877-408-4748.
KDOM Radio, it's the Coach's Show. 75 degrees right now here in Windham. We've got Coach Alex Fink still to talk to wrap things up here for the Coach's Show. But before we get to Coach Fink, we do want to announce the Midway Farm Equipment KDOM Player of the Week. And it is Mountain Lake Area Comfrey Baseball's Khalid Fontanez. Khalid, with an unbelievable game yesterday against the Coyotes, pitched all seven innings, allowed just one run in the first inning. He also did his job at the plate for the Wolverines. All around, great game for Khalid Fontanez, the Midway Farm Equipment KDOM Player of the Week. We've got Coach Alex Fink up next. Stay tuned here on the Coach's Show on KDOM.
With over 40 years of State Farm insurance experience under one roof, Kelsey Fossing State Farm in Springfield puts the life in life insurance and will double check to make sure you're getting all of your discounts. Contact Kelsey Fossing State Farm Insurance Agency in Springfield at 507-723-6295.
Welcome back to the Coach's Show here on KDOM Radio. I've got Coach Alex Fink of Windham Baseball. And we'll go back here a couple of weeks, Coach. It's been a while since we've chatted. And, you know, last time we talked, we mentioned that you guys had a matchup coming up with Jackson County Central. And, you know, first game of the year, went over there to Wacker Field, and the Huskies were able to squeeze out a victory. I know that was one that, you know, the guys were looking forward to kind of right some wrongs out of that first matchup. You guys able to do so there and got some other quality wins, too, on the road there in that couple of weeks span. I'm sure you're pretty happy with their performance.
Yeah, that game specifically, I don't think we played our best, but found a way to win, played pretty well. I think it ended like 14-8 or something like that. I can't remember for sure, but did some good things offensively. It's been one thing I think would be the big positive for us is the last month. I mean, we're really hitting the ball. I think we're averaging around 11 runs a game, which is pretty impressive. And that's continued this week. Our games Monday and Tuesday, we've seen pretty good pitching against good teams with Springfield and Laverne. And, we put up big numbers in both of those, and that's a credit to our guys at the plate that's specifically swinging at good pitches and walking when they walk us and then getting some timely hitting. So that's been good.
Absolutely. You know, you mentioned those two games here this week. Monday you had Springfield, a team out of Class A that you obviously know very well, being a Springfield guy yourself. And, you know, they're a team that has high expectations in Class A this year with some really good players. And then yesterday, a big-time Big South Conference matchup with a really good Laverne team and, you know, some wind playing a factor during the game as well. You know, I'm sure very excited about your squad right now and the way they're playing baseball and you know, sticking to their plans. And it is one of those things, the weather's finally starting to be good for us, you know, at a consistent basis, and it's an opportunity for you guys to really honing on your game here as we head towards the playoffs.
Yeah, it's been a good week. Springfield, like you mentioned, I'm from there. I've been Coach Wilhelm. He's one of my best friends, and he does a great job for that program, and they've won some state titles, and
they're usually one of the best teams in the state there every year. So that's obviously a really good team, even though they're Class A with that. Like, they can play with anybody, and we have to play well to compete with them. And we played good enough to win on Monday, and that was good. And then, yesterday, Laverne, that's a team that we've always had some good games with, and they've gotten the better of us quite a bit, too. And to go out there and kind of finish the job there and finish a sweep of the season for them, probably going to get them in the playoffs again at some point because they're a good team and we'll be making a run with it. It was good. Our offense has really come to play. We got to tighten some things up defensively, but we got about 2 weeks of practices. We'll get there. We just got to get a little bit of confidence back on defense. But offensively, yeah, we're really swinging it right now. It's been good.
All right, and now looking forward here, I believe you got a matchup coming up here with Lake Crystal. It is just a few games away from when we're expecting, you know, seeding to come out. You know, there is still things up in the air about the Big South Conference Championship. I think some things would have to go your way. That's out of your control. But for your guys, what's kind of the mindset right now as we approach the end of the season and head into the playoffs? We're obviously hoping for another solid section tournament run.
Yeah, our mindset is just keep getting better. We want to be playing our best baseball in 2 weeks, and when we get to the playoffs, go on a run. And I feel we can compete with everybody in our section if we play like we're capable of. And we talked about it yesterday. Those games aren't going to be 15-8, 15-10. Like, those are going to be 4-3 games. So that's where we just got to keep getting better with some little things. But, yeah, going into this week, Lake Crystal, I don't know who will pitch, but they have a really good arm. I think he's going to St. Thomas, probably one of the best pitchers in the area for sure, if not the state. So it'd be good if he throws. We'll get a good test there, too. We're kind of waiting a little bit from our end on that. I think the St. James and Fairmont game got pushed out from – it was scheduled for next week. I think that's getting played now tomorrow. And if St. James beats Fairmont, then we'll be playing the conference championship Saturday, which obviously that would be a very big game. So for us from a pitching side, we're just going to kind of let things play out here before we decide kind of what our order is and how we want to go about doing that. But, yeah.
All right, Coach, sounds like a plan. Well, good luck here the next couple of weeks. It's been a lot of fun covering the Eagles this season. Hope to do it a lot more here in the next couple of weeks and the next month. But we appreciate you taking the time. We'll talk to you again soon.
Yeah, thank you. Appreciate it, Zach.
You bet. We'll be back with more here on the Coach's Show on KDOM Radio.
Your full-service grocery store, Hy-Vee and Wyndham, invites you to shop 7 days a week. Check out our full-service meat department, produce, frozen, and dairy sections. Dine in the Hy-Vee kitchen. Hy-Vee, where there's a helpful smile in every aisle.
It's no secret that delivering a winning performance depends on preparation. Bank Midwest understands. That's why our team is best in class and strong. Bank Midwest, where your great experience is waiting.
Great experience, one place.
Member FDIC.
KDOM Radio, that's going to do it for this edition of the Coach's Show. Once again, the Midway Farm Equipment KDOM Player of the Week is Khalid Fontanez, the Mountain Lake Area Comfrey Baseball Junior for the Player of the Week. Minnesota Twins coming up pregame in about 20 minutes. Until then, enjoy some classic country music here on AM 1580 and FM 103.1. Don't forget, tomorrow morning, opening up the morning show from McRiverfest over at McDonald's. So head on over to McDonald's, see us there all day long until 1 o'clock, 6 a.m. to 10 a.m. here on AM 1580 and FM 103.1, or till 9 a.m. and then 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. on Hot Country 94.3. McRiverfest at McDonald's all morning long tomorrow here on KDOM.